How can any woman spend 8 hours a day alone with this face and not fall in love with it?
Well, for starters, at some point that face starts talking. Amy, this is crazy. You have nothing to be suspicious about.
I'm not suspicious. I just want to stop in, say hi to my boyfriend, and meet his new assistant. Aha!
Can we go now?
Hang on.
What are you doing?
Isn't it obvious? I'm spreading my scent to mark my territory.
Come on, Amy, that is not gonna work.
Really? Because just before you became my best friend, I did this all over your apartment.
Has your assistant said anything about me?
No, in fact, she has. Her exact words were, "What is that guy's problem?"
I'm in her head. Let the dance begin.
Here's your frozen yogurt, Dr. Cooper.
This should be fun.
Half chocolate, half vanilla, side by side, not swirled.
Yes.
Half a teaspoon of sprinkles.
Rainbow, not chocolate.
Two cherries.
One on top, one on the bottom.
Stems removed.
Top one, yes, I didn't check the one on the bottom.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Dr. Cooper.
It's all right, Alex. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Wait, Alex, do you want to join us?
Wait, Alex, a moment. I need a word with Dr. Hofstadter. Do you think it's appropriate for her to sit with us, given her station?
Given her what? Yeah.
If I've learned anything from British television shows on PBS, it's that servants dine downstairs with their own kind.
What?
It's a kindness, Leonard. Otherwise, you're cruelly tempting them with a glimpse of a world that's just beyond their soot-stained fingertips.
Oh, sure. Please join us.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, Alex, what's the topic of your dissertation?
I'm looking for Trojan asteroids at Earth's L5 Lagrange point.
Oh, that happens to be Dr. Kuthrapali's field of expertise. You two have a lot to talk about.
Is that true?
No. But compared to your boss, he's the poster boy for sanity.
It's okay. I've been around scientists all my life. My dad's an astronomer at SETI.
Oh, SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. You should introduce him to Sheldon. The search is over.
So what kind of research are you doing?
High-energy lasers.
Ooh, military?
Not yet, but I can remove unwanted hair from 2 miles away.
You were right. I had nothing to worry about. That skank's your problem, not mine.
You're very funny, Dr. Hofstadter.
Oh, thank you.
Cherry stem! Cherry stem!
How you doing, Howie? You feeling a little better?
Oh, a lot better. Thanks. One sec. Listen close. I don't have a lot of time. I need you to go to my house. In my bedroom, you'll find a model rocket. I want you to take it and bring it back to your place.
Okay.
Step two, build a version roughly 14 stories high. Fill it full of rocket fuel and come get me. I'll leave the door unlocked.
Howie, honey, maybe you should talk to someone. Let them know you're having a little anxiety.
No, no, I'm fine. No anxiety. We should probably talk in code. From now on, frog is me, sandwich means you, and lemon means rocket. So come on, sandwich, build me a lemon, because Froggy wants to come home.
Look at you. Putting on a brave face.
There's nothing to be brave about. Everything's fine.
Really? I don't know how much you know about primate behavior, but Sheldon's assistant was clearly courting Leonard. Were she a mandrill, she would have bent over and displayed her brightly colored hindquarters like a big red welcome mat. By the way, you try that at the junior prom, you get kicked out.
Okay, maybe she was flirting with him, but who cares? Look, I don't even know where my relationship is with Leonard right now.
So says your prefrontal cortex. But meanwhile, the limbic system of your brain is calculating that if another woman is attracted to Leonard, it must be because he's desirable.
Well, of course he's desirable. I mean, he's great. He's smart, he's sweet, and in the bedroom, whew, let me tell you, he really tries.
So it does bother you.
Fine, it bothers me a little. No, you know what? This is stupid. It doesn't bother me. Okay, it bothers me. But only because she wouldn't stop laughing. Leonard is not that funny.
And there you have it. Prefrontal cortex reasoning versus limbic lust. If this were a boxing match, they might call it the thrilla adjacent to the amygdala. If you were a brain scientist, you would be busting a gut right now.
So how was work today?
All right, I guess. Sat to Heimlich a cherry stem out of Sheldon. Caught Raj right in the eye.
Oh. You're kidding.
No, Raj had to go to the nurse.
Wow. Anything else?
The nurse is a woman, so he couldn't talk to her. She had to bring him a Grover puppet so he could point at what hurt.
Oh, is that it?
Isn't that enough? It had weaponized fruit and a puppet. What more do you want?
Oh, good, Leonard, you're here. Science news. This will interest you. And, Penny, feel free to paint your nails.
What do you got?
I believe Alex may have unearthed the grade school science project that could be my ticket to the Nobel Prize. Behold.
Magnets. What do they stick to? If the answer is metal, it's not exactly groundbreaking.
The original title was a rederivation of Maxwell's equations regarding electromagnetism. I dumbed it down because some of the more religious people in town were starting to say I was a witch.
Sheldon thinks the approach in this paper might change the way we calculate ferromagnetic hysteresis.
Yeah, it's about time. I hated the old way.
Hi, I'm Penny.
Alex, do you work with Dr. Hofstadter?
In a way. We've kind of been involved in a 5-year experiment.
Oh, well, you're lucky. He seems very talented, and I'm sure a lot of people want to work with him.
Oh, well, a lot of people can't.
Where are we going?
My limbic system wants to take your pants off.
She seems nice.
Notice people on your own time. We're working.
Hey, Howie, how you feeling?
Better. Much better. The other astronauts held me down, gave me a shot. Attention, people of Earth. Tonight, there will be two moons in the sky.